What's the deal? It's your boy Chris Childs, aka Young Light Skinned Hokage, business mogul, entrepreneur, artist / shoe customizer. You can find me at _ Chris Childs on social media or www.shopchrischilds.com. And you tuned into the candy shop. Ya dig.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy, Candy Man, in the building. Y'all already know what the business is. Y'all listening to the Candy Shop. We're in 51 countries. I got a future, like, possible hip-hop mogul. I'm not gonna lie to y'all. Y'all know I keep it 100 from the get-go. I'm real picky about my music. You feel me? Well, I got a young, hot talent from Canton, Ohio, like, underrated for real, for real. I'm not gonna lie. Underdog. Man, Royal Process in the building, you feel me? 17-year-old rap, future rap sensation, I'm not gonna lie. How you doing, man?
Doing pretty good.
Yeah, man, so tell us a little bit more about how you got into music. Like, what age did you start writing music?
I've been writing music since I was about 3 years old. First started with my song, I think it was called I Love Myself, and it was just I love myself because I'm me, and I say my name, Ronnie, and I spell it out. But I've had a love for music because my mom, my grandma, everybody I know just has a love for writing and music and everything like that, so it just grew up with me. I've been in choir since I first started school, joined church choir a couple of years back, been in school choir my whole life, went to a performing arts school, I was 4th, 5th, and 6th grade, so music just been my whole life for real.
Oh yeah, so it ran the family.
Yep.
What performing arts school did you go to?
It's a place called Arts Academy by Summit.
Okay. I actually know a couple people that went there.
Yep.
So where do you record at? Do you have any studio equipment at your spot, or you go somewhere else?
Right now I go to my friend Charlie's. I've been recording with him a couple times. I'm about to record with him in a couple of days from now as we speak. I'm about to start working on this new album.
Okay, what's the album called?
I think I'm going to call it The Process or My Journey. One of those two. I'm just going to talk about what I've been through in these last couple of years.
Okay, what are, if you don't mind, what are some of the struggles that you went through that really inspired this album?
The main struggle is a problem with my actual father, me and him. I thought I could trust him. I thought we could see eye to eye, but he was like, he turned out not to be as seen and took a lot from me, especially in the rough time because my grandma passed when he did it. So it was kind of difficult, but I grew past it, you know. I knew my grandma would have loved to see me be a bigger person, so I just put it in my notes and kept on going.
Yeah, that's a good thing, man. I remember earlier when I was getting everything set up, you was talking about you're inspired by Kendrick and J. Cole.
Yeah, my favorite rappers. Kendrick especially. You know, I listen to these new rappers too, like Roddy Ricch, King Von, even though he passed. Somebody I just started listening to maybe about a year before he died was Nipsey. I listened to him maybe about a year or so before he died. X, I listened to him. A lot of these people call certain rappers legends, but that's a really hard word to discuss. And when you think of a legend, you would think about it like Tupac, maybe Biggie. Right now, my favorite legend, and I know for a fact he's a legend, he might not be the best of all time, but he one of the greats.
You said, I'm sorry, the sound broke up a little bit.
I was saying that Kendrick might not be the best of all time, but he definitely one of the greats.
Oh yeah, facts for sure. So I remember, yeah, because I remember you said you freestyle, you write music, you write music for other people. And you're getting paid for it too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. What was it like growing up in Canton, like in you?
Canton is not a very big city. It's really small. Maybe like a couple thousand people, like 20,000, 25,000. Not a big city, but it's not the worst. Growing up in Canton, you know. You know people from your neighborhood. A lot of people switch, a lot of people leave. But the ones that you knew since the sandbox, they've been staying with you my whole life. Like my friend Charles, he lives right next door to my grandma's house, and he's still there to this day. And we hang out. We just got done playing a basketball game before this interview. I got a couple good friends, Dallas, Dave, Diavion. You know, you meet a lot of good people down here. The ones that you think you, it's the odd ones out. It's the ones that you want to think that they can be your friends that'll stick by you. You know, the real ones. And of course, I got my my favorite person, my girlfriend, for a while. So those are my, I have about five good people I can trust, besides my family.
Yeah, you gotta be careful, man, because it is a small city, you know what I'm saying? I'm from Canton, too, and it's just been the same, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just different years, getting older, but it ain't really too much out there for you. You really gotta branch out.
Yeah, I know. Trust me, I'm out of here. Once I turn 18 and graduate, I'm out of here.
What school are you repping?
Right now I'm at Glen Oak, but I was at McKinley majority of my life in the Kansas City district.
Bulldog for life.
Yep.
Yeah. Did you play any sports or anything, or was you strictly just music?
I used to play football before I got hurt. I sprained my knee, and ever since then I stopped playing. I played basketball and stuff like that, and football for fun. You know, I'd be out on the field. My grandpa got this big old field right next to our house that nobody uses, so we just play football there every summer. But other than that, I just play for fun. I work out every day though. Do my push-ups, sit-ups, go to the Y, swim. Stay in shape for sure.
Oh, yeah, that's good that you stay in shape, because I know a lot of athletes who just, like, after an injury, they just gave up on themselves, like, and they just, it's depressing, but, like, them injuries are serious, like, and it does take an emotional toll on you.
That could have been your only way out.
Facts. Yeah, so you play, what about, like, you plan on going to college, or
I wanted to go to college for culinary arts. That's my second thing. Besides making music, cooking is my passion. I love cooking. I cook almost every day.
What kind of meals you be whipping up?
I make everything, literally. Mm-hmm. A couple days ago, I made some steak. Day before that, I made lasagna. I cook all the time. I try to challenge myself with everything I do. And then besides cooking, I love marine life, so I want to be a marine biologist, but that has a lot of math, and math in my strong suit. So I think I'm going to stick to cooking when I go to college.
Yeah, I'm not, I ain't even going to lie. I never went past pre-algebra. Like, all high school, all the other grades, I never went past pre-algebra. I was never really that good at math. But, I mean, that cooking though, because I seen on your YouTube channel that you was cooking stuff. I didn't get a chance to watch it, but I was just scrolling through your videos.
I cook crazily, man. I cook some of everything. Chinese food, you can name it. Any cuisine, Turkish, Pakistani, and I cook everything.
So what made you start cooking? Was it somebody in your family or somebody you
went to? My family, my mom, my grandma, they are really good cooks. It wasn't my family that made me start cooking. It was myself. I was watching TV shows and movies and everything like that. Cooking shows. I'm like, you know what? A lot of these people, they cook. They don't cook with love. I'm like, you know, you're going to have a woman one day, and you're going to have to impress them with something, not just with gifts that you buy for $1,000-something. You're going to have to impress them with something else, something that they don't know you for. So you gotta be able to cook. Your girl going to come home one day, going to be tired. She ain't going to want to cook. You gotta do your part, too. And that gets the girls. You know, having a man that know how to cook, that gets the ladies.
You right, though. You know what I'm saying? They get all emotional. They get hungry. You already got something ready.
Yep. 5-star.
Ooh-wee. Ooh. Yeah, man, that's dope, though. Like, have you ever traveled outside of Canton?
I've been to a couple places. I went to Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York. I've been to a couple places, and besides that, in Ohio, I've been some of everywhere in Ohio. You can name wherever, and I've been in Cleveland, Akron, Maslin, Youngstown, freaking New Philly, Findlay, Ohio, Louisville, everywhere. I've been to Kentucky, Cincinnati, Columbus, Toledo, just everywhere in Ohio.
Yeah, because a lot of them cities really ain't that far from each other.
For real, Ohio's like 5-hour stretch to the major cities, and then besides that, they like maybe like half an hour to an hour.
Yeah, because I remember when I was a Lyft driver for a little bit. I remember one day I drove in five different cities in one day.
Yeah.
And they was all like 10, 15 minutes away from each other.
Yeah, Ohio's not the biggest state.
So, when you do plan on moving out of Ohio, where do you think you would go?
I want to go somewhere where I can spread my music or my love for cooking. I've already started my YouTube channel. I'm trying to get that up. But I think I'm either going to go to North Carolina or Texas, two places that's close to the ocean. You know, people think that Texas is like a closed state where the only thing you got is the Gulf of Mexico. But people really don't realize the Gulf of Mexico is basically the ocean, at least to the ocean. Gulf of Mexico is a sea, not no lake, not no river. So, and then North Carolina, you're right next to the ocean, maybe like an hour or so.
You ever thought about going out the country?
Yep, I've always thought about that too. I always wanted to go to Japan. I love their food. That's one of my favorite cultures. Katanas, I love how they're respectful. They have an old soul, but they have a lot of advanced stuff. You know, I watched all the stuff that they be making, watch their movies, watch their TV shows. I'm not a one culture person.
Yeah, versatility.
Yep.
That's always good. Cause that's a goal of mine. Like I was trying to go to Brazil with my old capoeira teacher I used to do martial arts with, but you know, things happened and everything changed, you know what I'm saying? But that is one of my goals too. Like I want to travel everywhere. Yeah,
definitely. I would love to travel.
Yeah, man. So you said have you ever done any shows? Like, have you ever done any shows for anybody or, like, anything?
I've performed a couple times for my choir and everything like that. Then with church, you have to perform every Sunday. But choir concerts and stuff like that, I can perform in front of people. But as of me by myself with my own music, I've never did it. Want to, but I haven't. I don't got the reach yet. People don't know me as much.
Yeah, but in all due time, though. But you got a banger, so I'm not even gonna lie to y'all. This song, I had it on repeat. It was that good. Not gonna lie, like especially like the because I heard the first version, and then the final mix.
Yeah, that final mix was yeah.
It was fire. It was fire, y'all. Matter of fact, tell me your YouTube real quick.
Roll Process. That's everything. Instagram, YouTube, Snapchat. My motto.
Yeah, it'll be in the link in the description, so y'all make sure, you know what I'm saying, on YouTube, it'll be in the link in the description. On the podcast, his social media will be in the link in the description, so you can check out his music. What was inspired by your name? Like, what made you come up with the Royal Process?
So there's a process in life to everything, and my process has always been I wanted to be someone of high status, a high power. I don't even want to have power. I just want to have a high status. You know, I want to be known. I'm going to have a legacy. So, you know, what's better than royalty? I might not be at royalty one day, but I know I'm going to be known by somebody. And to me, that's royalty. You don't have to be the king or queen or something. You just got to follow your heart for real. It's a process to it. Every day you have a process. You want to get up and make a YouTube video, it's a process to it. You want to get up and eat, it's a process to it. You got to breathe, it's a process to it. Everything you do is some type of steps to make you do it.
Man, I love the way you think, because you think so logically. Plus, I can tell, like, for like at your age, like, you got such a good business mindset. Like, you can really, like, set forth. Like, that's a good thing. Like, that's a good way to think. Like, some people think, like, if you think in strategy and you think that it take too much knowledge or it's too hard, but you know, it's like you said, it's a process with everything. Like, everything is a process. You gotta take you can't start running if you don't know how to walk.
Yeah.
You can't even stand, barely. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard.
You gotta fall down, like, and a lot of people give up too easily. You know what I'm saying?
Like, I can't stand. stand to see people give up so easily.
Yeah. Because that's...
You got to keep on pushing.
Yeah, because, I mean, we all, you know what I'm saying, we all fall off, but, and then sometimes, like, we have hard times, but what would you give to the people about, like, motivation to keep writing music or keep pursuing their dreams?
With me, I've had a lot of people tell me that I couldn't do it. I've had a lot of people tell me I'm not the best at what I, telling me I'm, like, I'm not even, I shouldn't do it at all, but to me, I say don't listen to them. If you feel like you can do something, everything... It's possible as long as you grind and put your mind to it. You know, it might be harder for you to do it than some other people, like singing. Singing is really, it's a talent. You got to be born with it. But at the same time, you might not be able to sing, but anybody can write. If your passion is music, be a writer. Be a producer. You can still be in tune with your music and make just as much or even more than the singer that's doing it. Get to your goal. You don't have to, if you want to be a sport, if you got injured or something like that, be a coach. You know, maybe one day you can make it to the NFL. Be an NFL coach. Be an announcer. Be something. Be a sponsor. You know?
Facts, man. Facts. So, you do anything for Hall of Fame week?
Yeah, I had that parade. With my girlfriend and her family, we was all there. Her dad and everything. We brought donuts and stuff like that and chilled the whole time. It was hot. It was hot.
Man, I know it was going, though.
Yeah, it was. They had Peyton Manning there and everybody. They had Peyton Manning. They had Franco Harris and everything. It was crazy.
I'm sick. I wish I could see. That's. I wish I could have been down there at this time. Yeah, my people's out.
Yeah, I know for a fact that's the biggest event of camp.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's always, you're going to come from different cities and everything like that just to see that parade. That's what Canton is known for, that football.
Yeah, and then as soon as the week's over, it's like nothing happened.
Yeah, dead again.
Like, nothing. Like, I'm telling y'all people, like, you go to Canton, Ohio during Hall of Fame week, it'll look like, it'll make Canton look so good. I mean, Canton ain't a bad place, but it just make Canton look like it's something it's not. Because right after that week's over, as soon as, because I know they had like, I know they're having little parties tonight.
Yep, 12 o'clock tonight. I'm telling you. As a matter of fact, not even 12, 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, everything will be back to normal. Back to working, back to the cops being their normal selves. It'd be crazy. The cops be heavy. They'd be having SWAT cars, tanks, and all that. It was, man.
Yeah, it was crazy. That is crazy, though, like how just. It just looked like nothing happened. Like if you was there, you would know. But if you wasn't there,
you would think this is just the best. It's the place to live. No, it's not.
Man, there's better places. Everybody in Canton, man. I'm telling y'all, travel. Traveling is good for you. It's good for your mind. It's healthy. It's fun.
This is the place you want to go when you retire. When you're ready to settle down and just live the rest of your old age. Live here and go have a vacation every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
But young soul, or even as a middle-aged person, live your life and this ain't the place.
Yeah, it's more to life. It's more to life.
Way more.
Because, man, I'm telling you, like, I've traveled a lot, and I tell people all the time, like, start traveling. Like, y'all spend all the money in the same city to flex for the same people.
Y'all can use the travel.
Yeah, like, you spend all that money and go to a different country, like, go see something different. Like one of my peoples, he be traveling because he be playing overseas basketball, and he said, man, it's different. Like, everybody should experience traveling the world. Like, anybody that can. Like, some people can't because they can't leave the country, but those who can.
Yeah, some of your greatest friends could be out of the country. You know, you got different cultures, different foods. It's a lot to this. Wouldn't you want to try something else than Americanized food? Why have a taco from Taco Bell when you can have a real life? You'll taste the difference. Chinese food, you'll taste the difference. Anything that you'll taste the difference.
Yeah, it's like the whole soil in the different countries different than the soil here. Like, it's crazy. Like, the air is different. Like. Like, have you ever, like, have you, I don't know, have you ever went to a different state and just be like, it smells different here?
Yeah, different trees, different animals that you didn't even know was existing.
Yeah, man, that's crazy, man. But yeah, man, tell everybody again all your social medias real quick.
Yeah, follow me on anything, Snapchat, Instagram, dang, I can't speak. YouTube, it's all Royal Process, RoyalProcess. Everything.
Yeah, man. Everybody, Royal Process. Told y'all, like, and check out the song, like, good. Check out the song, cause I'm not even about to tell y'all no more. Y'all gonna have to listen to this song. Some of y'all might be hating. Let's just be real. Some of y'all might be hating because, you know, it's fire and you probably don't got no fire to spit. But it be like that. You feel me? But Royal Process, I'm glad that you came on the show today. I'm glad you came a guest, man. We gonna have to link a lot more. You know what I'm saying? And you gonna have to show me some of that. Some of the meals, man. We might have to get you on film with the meals.
Yeah, for sure. I love to cook.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, go follow him. Royal Process, y'all.
What's the deal? It's your boy, Chris Childs, a.k.a. Young Light-Skinned Hokage, business mogul, entrepreneur, artist/shoe customizer. You can find me at _ChrisChilds on social media or www.shopchrischilds.com. And you tuned into the candy shop. Ya dig?